Joined in the studio, Ox, by a young man who's made the step up to the Collingwood Leadership Group in 2016. Taylor Adams is with us. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, counting the days off the calendar to that first pre-season game, because it's seen a long, long summer on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Geelong down in Geelong, our first NAB Cup. So I think that's the 25th of this month. So yeah, the boys are telling the coaching staff we're ready to play now and can't wait to get out there.
What happens with, you get to Christmas, which is the first big milestone, and then after Christmas you come back, you have a week or so off, and then you get stuck in. But when is the real fierce, mouth guards out, first real bang at each other?
We had a camp straight off after Christmas, so we went up to Maroochydore and did some heat training up there for a week. So I reckon the week after that, so second week after Christmas, is probably when all the full match practice comes into play, and guys are really competing for spots.
Has it been different as you go through your second and third pre-season now? Do you feel like you, because everyone talks about you need three or four of them to really build the engine and the resilience to get through an AFL season. Now, you're starting to feel the benefits of that now, Taylor?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the more you do, the easier they become. They're never actually easy, but
what do you hate the most? What's the exercise or the routine you hate the most in pre-season?
I think most of the boys would say the longer meetings. So just getting your head around the game plan stuff, and we're sometimes sitting in meetings for up to an hour, which can drag on a little bit. But
does Buck set you a test, a written test?
Nah, not really, not as such. No.
What about we've just seen the leadership group named, and congratulations. It's a great effort to be chosen to go into the leadership group. You've only been there a short time. Were you surprised?
Yeah, no, it was obviously great recognition from my teammates. I was a little bit surprised when we voted on it a couple of weeks ago, but at the same time, I was obviously really thrilled and excited to be a part of it. And I've mentioned before, I've got a lot of learning to do in terms of leadership and a lot of growth that I can still do. And to have guys who have been in that position before, like Scott Burns and obviously Bucks, and then you got Pendles and Brownie and Steele who have been in it for a couple of years now. It's I'm in a great spot to learn off some really quality guys.
Did you vote for yourself? How does the vote work? Are you allowed to vote for yourself to go into the leadership group?
You are. You're encouraged to vote for yourself. And the way I see it, if I didn't vote for myself, then I don't expect anyone else to vote for me.
Okay, so you put yourself in there, and all the other blokes you voted for, was there someone that you thought might have got in that just missed out?
I actually voted for the five guys that are in there. But there's the thing about this year was there was a widespread of guys that were voted for, and although there's five of us guys in there, there's certainly a lot more leaders at the footy club than just the five of us.
It's been an interesting couple of years for Collingwood. Plenty of potential, a lot of young players getting an opportunity, but an expectation building that you need to deliver on that this year and play finals footy again.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great young list at the moment. We sort of went backwards a little bit after getting rid of a few senior players 2 or 3 years ago, and we're sort of at that stage now after missing 2 years of finals that, and I think the supporters and the footy club we have high expectations on ourselves to play finals footy this year. And I said it publicly during the week that it would be a failure if we didn't play finals footy. And I think there's probably 14 or 15 other teams in the comp that are in the same boat. So, we fully expect to play finals.
What about when something goes down at your footy club, Taylor, where, whether it's Clokey or Swanee, with the photos or whatever it is? Is it a jovial situation within the change rooms? Is it a serious conversation? How does the club handle it?
Well, Swanee's and Trav's incident was a little bit different, as it wasn't, they didn't actually break any rules. It was just their personal life that they had to deal with. And it certainly wasn't a joke for us around the footy club.
Is it a reinforcement to the players about what can happen if you aren't careful with your social media and what you are doing away from the club?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, playing for the biggest footy club in the land, there's going to be people out there to get you. And Trav and Swanee unfortunately found that out, and they were caught in an awkward situation.
Talk to us about the coach. Obviously, much loved by Collingwood fans, but a bit of pressure on this year to deliver on it. Has his demeanour changed at all in pre-season? Is there an extra little bit of urgency from Nathan? How's it been?
No, not at all. Bucks is, as you'd probably see him throughout the media, he's just as cool and calm as you get. And the process that he's put in place, it's been a plan for probably 5 or 6 years now, and I feel like the club's in a really good place to go forward this year and improve on what we did last year. And it's sort of more up to us players to take a grasp on what we can do and take a hold of what the future holds.
What about Adam Treloar? He arrives at Collingwood with huge raps. His pre-season, how's that been, and how's he slotted in with his new teammates?
Yeah, Adji's been great so far. He hasn't trained too much because of his hip surgery that he had.
Yep.
A little bit of a setback from that, but he's, you'd ask any of the boys, he's come in and he's just set the utmost highest standards you could possibly set in the rehab. He's such a nice kid. Everyone gets along with him really well. Obviously, his football, his football did the talking last year and the previous year. So, Adji's fitting really well. He'll start training this week and hopefully see him out in full training.
A few boys get a little bit nervous when a player like Treloar comes in, knowing that he's going to be playing most of the games. He's going to take a spot and the other boys have got to step up. Is there banter about, who's going to take him out if hopefully his injury takes a bit longer so they can get a bit more game time?
There's not banter as such, but there's certainly a really healthy competition going on at the footy club at the moment. As you said, we've got a pretty strong young list, and there's some guys that are really coming through. Adam Moxley's had a great preseason. Jackson Ramsey's flying at the moment. So there's some players that are coming from left field that are going to really challenge for spots.
Has Jeremy Howe sat on anyone's head yet at training?
No, but he put a photo of himself taking a screamer over Alex Estrella on Alex's locker. So.
Did he?
There you go. That's
that was good.
How's he fitted in? Because he comes with with different understandings. He plays, he can do that. He can sit on your head, but sometimes he can go missing. Has the club spoken to him about the consistent manner that he needs to be a regular player at Collingwood?
Yeah, I think throughout the process of him coming to Collingwood, that certainly would have been mentioned, and I know undoubtedly he knows that himself, and he come back in really good condition after having a bit of turf toe from last season, so he hasn't trained a heap, but what I've seen of him, geez, he's got some talent and some ability, so we can't wait to have him out there.
Tell us about Mason Cox, because he's the latest of the American imports that looks capable of playing senior footy, and word has been that he's very exciting, potential is enormous. What have you seen in training from Mason?
Yeah, Mason's been amazing. For a guy to pick up AFL footy and in such a, prominent spot as a ruck, it's incredible. He's a really intelligent guy. He's got a degree in engineering, so he's obviously really smart guy off the field, but the way that he's just picked up the game sense and the way that he can handle the footy, it's been first class.
Do you reckon he's ready to play AFL footy if he's needed this year? Could he do it at that level?
Oh, mate, in the ruck, he's really, really good. I think it's his around the ground stuff, it's a little bit more work. But he's, from where he started and where he is now, he's so, so close.
A couple of young kids, a couple of rookies that Fromm's asking about, Tom Phillips and Braden Sir.
Yeah, so Tommy's going really well. He come out first day and won the 2K, which was...
Ooh. Well, that's really laying down exciting. A marker, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was really impressive. And he looks to be a serious player. He's beautiful kick at the footy. Reminds me a little bit of Steel Sidebottom. And funny enough, those two are sort of head-to-head in the 2K time trial. So
nice.
Going really well. And Braden come in, obviously, a bit of a surprise in the draft. Probably a little bit raw and uneducated. So he's got a fair bit of improvement to do. But, geez, he's a good kid. Puts his head down, big, big, solid guy, 190 centimetres, wins the ball, contested footy, so he's one to look out for in the future.
Mate, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but you're obviously champing at the bit to play some pre-season footy and get out there. We appreciate you coming in. And tomorrow, all Magpie fans can bring their pets along to tomorrow's family fun run and walk, where you can walk side by side with the players around Melbourne Sporting Precinct. Now, entry is free. You can register at the Holden Centre from 8:30 a.m. Have you got you going to bring your dog along, Taylor?
I've got a golden Trevor puppy that's just over a year old, so he'll be coming along.
Fantastic.
Well done. Hey, good luck for the year and good luck to the Pies as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We'll catch you in here again soon, and congratulations on your elevation to the leadership group. Taylor Adams there from the Magpies, as we said, tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. Bring your pooch along. And join the walk around Melbourne Sporting Precinct side by side with the players from the club as they get ready to rumble in 2016.